Arnold Trucking.
Hi, is Frances available?
No, she is not in at the moment. Could I take a message?
Sure, thank you.
Okay.
All right, my name is Julian. It's Julian.
Okay.
Calling from Bank of Cardiff. Who am I speaking to, by the way? Is this Judy by chance?
No, this is Angie, the other girl in the office.
Angie, the other girl. I spoke with Judy, okay. That's right. Okay, Angie. Yeah, I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. It's Cardiff is spelled C-A-R, D as in David, I-F-F as in Frank Frank. It just sounds funny on the phone, so I like to spell it. It sounds like Cardiff with the S, with S's at the end, but yeah, it's with the F.
Well, I had D-I-T-H. I got closed.
Cardiff. I haven't got that one before, but that's a new one. I could definitely see that. Anyway, my direct line here is 858.
858.
Yeah,
779. 0931. All right. I was expecting her out this afternoon, but if not, she should be out here in the morning.
Okay, yeah. Judy said they're usually back after around 1 or something.
Yeah, she said she was coming out, but she hadn't made it yet this afternoon.
Okay, gotcha.
I will pass on the message.
Okay, great. Before we hang up, maybe you can kind of just lead me in the right direction. Do you by chance know if they're planning to bring on any new equipment for the summer? Because we have them pre-qualified. I was just looking to follow up with Francis. Looks like you guys used to use TCF Equipment Finance for your equipment financing, and they're kind of in our network. So I just wanted to follow up, see what kind of plans. Do you know if they're planning to bring on any new equipment, new trucks or anything?
No, I don't think she's going to. She's kind of like just staying where she's at right now.
I gotcha.
I don't know if she's, you know, she may retire here in a couple of years or something, but I think she's just going to kind of maintain what she's got for now.
I gotcha. Not looking to grow or
No, I think she's just kind of going to leave it with what trucks and equipment we've got for now until she decides, you know, if her son decides he wants to take over or whatever, but right now she's just kind of, the spring was so slow that we're just now, you know, after the weather finally got pretty and we've got up and going again, but I think for now she's just going to kind of stay with the, we've got 6 trucks and a Traco and a dozer and a roller and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of her plans in any of the, you know, the near future will be to expand any right now.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I appreciate the information. I can always try following up later in the year.
Maybe something will come up. Yeah.
Because I imagine every software you have to replace the old ones too, like when they break down or whatever. But yeah, we also do working capital financing, which is not equipment. It's just capital for the business, like unsecured cash. So I don't know. She ever needs, you know, has any needs for that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That would probably be more up her line than the actual equipment at the moment. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, because I know the industry, you mentioned it's kind of been a slow season, and you're not alone. It's the whole industry. I deal with a lot of trucking. I deal with the trucking division of our bank, and a lot of the trucking businesses are kind of slowing down this year. So you're not alone. Actually, last couple years. So
yeah, that's about the way it's been. I think last year was one of our slowest years since I've been here, and I'll be here 17 years. Of course.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
I know, I've been here a long time. you know, TDOT, there wasn't as many state contracts let because the road fundage just wasn't there, you know, and it's kind of picking up now and they're letting some jobs, and my understanding is probably this fall is when they'll really pick up on the jobs, on the lettings, and you know, stuff like that, but it's just kind of being where the government hadn't let a bunch of jobs, when her being a DBE and a WBE, we get in on a lot of the state contracts, you know, with the woman-owned business and the disadvantaged business entrepreneur, but it's everywhere down here. It's just been slow. I mean, the other trucking companies are the same way. Our roads really need fixing. It's time for them to do something, you know.
Oh, my gosh. So your roads are having issues, too, so that's probably another thing just in your area, because the industry in the whole United States is kind of having issues.
Tennessee used to have some of the best roads, but they're not now like they used to be. But
yeah.
I had talked to one of the gentlemen that we work with, another construction company, and he was kind of keeping up with it. He believes this fall's when everything will kind of start picking up as they're putting more jobs on for the road repairs. And some bridge jobs have started coming open. So that's a plus. There's a job that's let today that I'm waiting to hear from. I'm bid with two different companies, and it's a nice sized job that's not too far. The trucks won't have to haul, but about 40 miles, so it's not a long haul or nothing at all.
Awesome.
And, yeah, I'm supposed to let it 2:00 today, and I ain't figured out how to find out who got it, but I'll hear from somebody. I hope so. But yeah, I'll give Frances your name and number, and if she's interested, I'll tell her to give you a call.
Okay, thank you so much.
You have a good evening.
Okay, you too. We'll talk soon.
Uh-huh. Thanks. Bye-bye.